Ante Up is your poker magazine dedicated to the everyday player and their poker rooms. Pick up a free copy at your favorite poker room nationwide each month. But Ante Up is much more than a magazine. Visit anteupmagazine.com daily for breaking news and each week download our award-winning poker cast. Join us on our action-packed poker cruises to exotic destinations and find special deals on Ante Up gear and great poker products at anteupstore.com. Ante Up. It's your poker magazine.
From the WDAE Sports Animal Studios in Tampa, Florida, it's the Ante Up PokerCast. And now here are two guys who think they know how to play poker, Chris Cosenza and Scott Long.
It's August 31st, 2012. You're listening to the best PokerCast on the Atlantic Ocean. I'm Chris Cosenza.
I'm Scott Long.
Well, we're doing our annual trip out of Port Canaveral, a monarch of the seas. We're in the middle of the ocean on our way home. A little sad. Cruise is coming to an end, but I wanted to give you guys a little update on our situation. A little shorter show today, obviously. We do this every year. And we weren't even sure if we were going to make it here. Where were we, Scott?
No, it's been a great cruise, but yeah, we were real worried, actually the whole week before, right? We had this little guy named Isaac floating around and freaking everybody out, and I could calm everybody. I felt like Kevin Bacon in Animal House. There's nothing to see here, all is well.
It was pretty crazy, though. We had no idea. People were calling you up, like, 3 weeks early saying, there's some drops of water falling on a plane in Africa. Is that going to affect our cruise? And actually, most of them, everybody showed up. A couple of people were underwater, but other than that, we got a big crowd.
Yeah. And you got to drive the truck this time, which was always fun.
Yeah. You're really good at it. Not.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. But Scott's doing the big drive to Baltimore at the end of the year, so he's like, you know what, buddy, you get to drive the truck over this time. I'm like, all right. Little did I know, we're going to be driving it through a tropical storm with 50-mile-an-hour gust winds, 16-foot truck. Believe me, Scott thought about becoming Catholic and doing some prayers on the way over, believe me, because it was, but actually, it wasn't too bad. The truck was heavy enough that it really didn't affect the ride. It wasn't too bad.
You know, I felt like my wife when I was driving over, because when we're flying on planes and have a little turbulence, she freaks out about it and digs into my arm.
Yeah.
Like, you know, holding on to me, like I'm going to be able to keep the plane from crashing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was doing the same thing when you were driving in the rain and the wind. I was like holding on to the door handle, and I'm like, this is stupid. What am I doing?
You're holding on to my wife too. I said, hey, keep your hands to yourself. Yeah, so we had a 16-foot Penske truck, and Scott and I were driving, and Gene was sandwiched in the middle of us, and it was a lot of fun, but we got here okay, pretty uneventful, got the tables on. We pretty much got it down to a nice little routine, like a well-oiled machine, really.
Exactly. It only took us 8 cruises to figure out what we're doing.
Hey, you know what? 8 times a charm. But we got here. We have a lot of really cool guests that were here this week, including the guys from the Windy City Poker Championship, a couple of guys there who handled all the filming and the editing and stuff for us. Not Kirk, but some of his crew. And they came on and they did some cool stuff with the video for us. So we're going to have like a nice little sort of a commercial and an advertorial spot that we're going to put on the website and maybe into some of our TV shows and stuff too. So that was kind of cool doing those interviews and really capturing the essence of our cruise.
Yeah, it's going to be good because, you know, you do your best job trying to explain to someone what the poker cruise is like in print, and it's hard to do that necessarily. Yeah. I mean, other than, you know, some photos and stuff. So, and obviously folks that listen to our show kind of get an idea just because we talk about one show after every cruise talking about the same things over and over, but it's gonna be really cool to have a video so people can actually watch it and see, because you know some people when they call and book, you know, even though we have on the ad live dealers and professional equipment, they're like, we're not playing on those poker pro machines, are we? So now we can actually show them, and you don't have to believe me, you look at the video and you can actually see what we've been doing. So I'm looking forward to seeing that final cut, and when it's posted, we'll be sure to let people know so they can see it as well too, and hopefully that pushes you over the edge if you haven't been on a cruise yet.
Yeah, I tell you, this cruise is really good, very successful, a lot of people, over 220 people, very busy, every night busy, which is really good for us. And this is the first time we actually used all 3 conference rooms effectively. Like the last two, we basically used one room and then a spill room, but this time we kind of balanced it out. We had like a tournament room, and we had like a spill cash game, and then a main room. And I thought it worked out really well. We're talking to you right now from the third room. We have 4 tables in here now, and I'm just very happy with the way this one went. And even though it's our third time on this ship,
You know, it's like old family. Our one of our managers, Ramsey, was joking around saying, you know, by the next time we take another cruise on here in February, they're going to just hand us the keys to the ship because we've paid off this ship for them that we should own it because that's how many times we've been on it. But, you know, it's a good little ship for us. It's a very popular spot to go to Nassau like that. And there was a little fear that we weren't even going to get to go to Atlantis, Nassau, that part of it. But we did go, and then today we went to Coco Cay, and it was really good. You know, speaking of some of the people we met, you know, we always do these classes. We do the Poker 101, and then our pro generally does the intermediate class, and then there's some other stuff. But I always do the Poker 101. Scott does the Omaha and a Stud, or just the Omaha, but nobody was interested in that this time. So we had a couple of fans from the show, Bob and Janice, who told us, hey, did you know that I fall asleep when I listen to your show? That's why we listen to your show, so I can fall asleep to it. And it takes me like 5 or 6 times to actually get through a whole show because it keeps knocking me out. So literally, she like probably listens to the show all week long, and then by the time the next one's posted on our feed, she picks that one up and listens to that as well.
But she did it. Yeah, I mean, as soon as she got on the ship too, I knew I was gonna love her anyhow because I talked to her so much on the phone. But right. As soon as we got on the ship. She cracked us both up by giving you a Jack Deuce card.
For those of you who remember from last week's show, I had a dream where I needed a Jack or a Deuce on the river in the hand, and I hit a card that was half Jack, half Deuce. She shows up with a half Jack, half Deuce card, and on the other side was a picture of one of those cruise ships. It was hilarious. So we got off to a really good start with her, and they brought a friend with them, too, and they said, you know, you want to take this Poker 101 course and see what you're made of, you know? And I'm like, okay, you know, a little pressure. But they sat down with me, and they really enjoyed themselves. I was very happy with the reaction I got from them. They felt like they learned a lot, and two of them at least played Hold'em before.
Mm-hmm.
But they still felt like I gave them some serious nuggets that they could hold on to and improve their game. So it made me feel good. So it was only the three of us. So usually the class takes like an hour and a half, 2 hours. But after an hour, that class was, you know, we did everything we can cover and with just three people. So somehow the conversation got on bowling, and you know me and my bowling stories and stuff. So they said, Janice said, hey, Chris, now you're from Connecticut, right? And I said, yeah, I'm from Connecticut. She goes, did you know that we used to spend a lot of time in Connecticut? And I was like, what? So small world, you know. It turns out her husband used to be a very good bowler, and he used to bowl in the same bowling alley that I grew up in. I mean, it's just small world stuff. And today I'm having lunch, and an older couple came up to me and said, is it okay to sit there? And I said, yeah, just my wife and I are sitting here. They sit down. I turn around, I'm like, so where are you from? She said, well, originally from Connecticut. I said, what? Where? You know, she says, Bristol. I said, oh, my God, I used to work for the Bristol Press, Middletown Press newspapers. And then she says, yeah, but now I live in Largo. I'm like, oh, my God, I live in Pinellas Park on the next town over, you know. It's just one of those small world things. It was really just a unique trip that way. Kind of cool. Had a lot of good stuff. And but that was really nice to have Janice fans here, like, as always, having fans of the show. And her talking about the show. And I'm always shocked when they know stuff about me. You know, it's such a weird thing. I'm not used to that, you know. She knew all these facts about me. I started getting scared a little bit, you know. But I forget that we say these things on the show and people retain it, you know. And they're great people. They're really a lot of fun. And Bob likes to play 3-6 limit, and we really didn't get too many 3-6 limit games going. So he played 1-3 no limit and held his own. Every time I saw him, he was up. So he had a real good time. But it was a lot of fun. But, you know, usually when we do the show, we talk about some of the games that do get spread.
Mm-hmm.
This time, some unique stuff got spread. We had a 4-8 Omaha with usually a half kill, right? Half kill, which you love.
Yep,
I'm sure you want a full kill, right? You're just such a glutton for punishment. But we had a 4-8 Omaha. We had a 3-6 hole like we usually do. But we also had a PLO 8 no-limit hold'em mix game for 1-3. And I, of course, was an idiot and sat down in it. I was doing well early on, and our ambassador from Wisconsin, Chad Holloway, who did that awesome video for Blue Shark Optics to win the contest, he came on the cruise with his mom, and he won our main event.
Yeah,
he had a nice run in the tournament, took down a nice payday. So then, of course, he's flush with cash, and then he plays Omaha all the time. He says he loves PLO. So he sits down in our game. By the way, I know he's not listening to the show probably, but he looks like he's about 15 years old. And he's almost 30. He's going to be 29 in December. And I'm like, he like ordered a drink next to me or something. I said, wait a minute, get his ID. And he's like, dude, I'm 29. I'm like, you are not 29. But great guy. I love having him work with us and for us, you know, write for us and stuff. So I got into a hand with him, and I really thought that I was going to get him off his hand. I had like a wrap for the low, the nut low. And I had a backdoor, everything. And the turn came, and I bet pot. and it was like 80-something bucks. And I thought I was taking it down. One guy folds, it gets to him, and he's waiting and waiting. And I'm like, come on, Chad, just fold. I'm semi-bluffing here. Please fold. So he calls and then checks dark. So I'm like, all right, I got to shove because I can't win. If my card doesn't come, I can't win. And I'm not going to, you know. So I put 75 out there dark, and Jack comes instead of a low card. And he makes a straight and has to call me, he says. So he busted me. So, Chad, if you're listening to the show, buddy, never bust your editor when you're playing cards with him. But it was a lot of fun, and I loved seeing that game go. To me, you start getting consistent PLO games on the ship, you're going to get a lot of fans wanting to show up and play in that. So that was really good. And then we had a little incident between me and you. And I didn't say anything at the time, but I felt like I was disenfranchised somehow or something. I didn't think it was fair. But we came back from dinner, and we were determined to get the whole game going. Because it only got going for a little while the day before, and then they wanted to convert it to an Omaha game. So we did that for them, and then we went to dinner after that. So we were like, all right, we're going to come back from dinner. Me, you, and Ramsey, we're going to get somebody together with us, and we're going to play Ho. So we're playing Ho, or we get all set up with the chips and everything. And I had not picked up a big hand at all week yet. I had not picked up one really good pocket pair. I had pocket queens once. So I looked down, first hand in Ho, which of course is Hold'em, limit Hold'em, I get pocket aces. So Scott gets pulled away for business or something. He had a little conversation with Jody about something, Jody Russell, our manager. And so I raise under the gun. Scott's in a big blind on my right, folds all the way around to Ramsey. I think about one caller. But then Ramsey folds, and then it gets to Scott, and I'm like, Scott's not going to play. It's his big blind. He's over there talking. He's not here. Fold him, you know. Ramsey's like, no. And then all of a sudden they call Jody over. Jody's like, I'll play his hand for him, because Ramsey calls Jody to play his hand for him. And I'm like, you can't have – it's Scott's money, Scott's hand. Fold it. And they're like, no. So I have pocket aces. Flop comes 7-8 king. I bet. Everyone folds to you, but you're not there. Jody's playing your hand with your chips.
I've just gotten back there, and I got to sweat him, so I knew exactly what I had.
So he raises me. I call. The turn is like a 9. I think I bet. And then he raises me again, I think. So I call. And the river is like a rag, like a deuce or something. Now I'm concerned, so I check. He bets. I call. You had 7-8 off. Flop 2 pair, and I lose a pocket ace on the first hand. Already my stack is, because it's 3-6, and while the raises and everything, I had like $40 left after one hand. So about a half an hour later, we'd already gone through all the rotation. We're back in Hold'em again. You raise, I re-raise you, folds around to you, you 3-bet it, I call. Flop comes 8, or comes 10, 8, jack, or something like that. The turn is a 9, and you and I we're like pumping it. Turn is a 9. You bet it. I pump it. You say, oh, all right, I call. The river is an 8. You say, I'll pay you off. That's what you said. In the turn, you said, I'll give you your $12. So you knew that you weren't going to call any raises or anything. So you put 6 out. Let me put 6 out again. And you turn over pocket aces, and then I had pocket 9s, and I had flopped. I had turned a set and then rode a boat. So it was like karma for each of us that we both beat each other's aces and limit Hold'em. But that was a lot of fun. But did you play? You didn't play that much this week, did you?
No, I didn't play as much as I normally do. But yeah, I enjoyed the 4-8 Omaha. I played that a little bit today. I played 3 sit and goes, and of course, I cashed in the $60 one and didn't cash in the $100
one. Oh, jeez, yeah.
But that was interesting on the sit and goes too, because we usually do a lot of them on this sailing, and we ended up doing a good number, not as many as we used to do. But they almost always have been 6-handed $100.
Yeah,
is what we've always done.
Yeah.
And the very first one we got going here was 10-handed, which was great. And then the next one was 8. And then we finally got to the 100 and the 6. So
right.
It was nice to see like a full table of sit-and-goes, or full table sit-and-go going. Even though I prefer the 6-hand. In fact, actually, I sat down at one. I'm like, all right, good. I'll be the 6. We'll get it going. I sat down. Next thing I know, 4 other people sat down. I'm like, no, I wanted to play a 6-handed.
I know, because when we did the 6-handed ones, you crushed those.
I love
that
playing
year.
6-handed. Absolutely. So we didn't get too many of those going. Maybe I'll get another one in here tonight.
And the other thing, too, is we had these $30 winner-take-all ones
that
have been pretty popular. We probably got 9 or 10 of those during the week, and it's only a 4-day cruise or whatever. So those were pretty popular. People like the whole, at the end, you got the strategy where you got to shove. We talked a little bit about this on the show before. So those were pretty successful. Some of the other games that we spread, of course, we had 1-3 and 2-5 No Limit Hold'em. We had that PLO 8 game that I talked about. They actually took No Limit Hold'em out of it after about an hour and just played the two PLOs. And then we had the like you said, the 4-8 Omaha with the kill. We also had the Ho and then the Sit and Go. So it seemed like there was always something different. There was always something. One of the things that was disappointing was we didn't have a regular 3-6 limit hold'em, which generally got off the ground every cruise we've had here, or at least all of our cruises. But one quick thing, too. I was playing last night with the 3-6 Ho. And I had our friend Brent on my left, and I had our dealer friend Mike on the right. He had a nice run in the World Series this year too.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we had a lot of fun last night. We were just making all kinds of jokes and stuff. So we're playing the Omaha round, and I look down. And the first one's a king, and the second one's a king, and I'm like, all right, I got a playable hand here now. And the third one's a king, and I'm like, oh, I can't play this hand now. It goes from that to worse, and I was like, boom, four kings. I was dealt quad kings in the hand. So as the action gets to Mike, I'm like, Mike, are you going to fold? Are you going to fold? Because I want to show you this. And he's like, and he gets all nervous. He's like, all right, I'm going to fold. And Brent's like, so Chris telling you he wanted to show you his hand made you want to fold, huh? He's like, yeah, that pretty much was part of it. So then Brent folded, and I got to show the guys the quad kings, and they were just laughing. But they had me rolling, man. The dealers and stuff, a lot of these guys, they got great personalities.
Absolutely.
They live a different life than we do. And hearing their stories always makes me laugh. I had a lot of fun with them. And but most nights we played till 4 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely burning the midnight oil.
I was exhausted. Yeah, you always left around 11-ish or so, but I stayed till the close almost every night. And most of the time we had a good 4, 5, 6, 7 games going, or like 6 games and maybe 2 tables or something of tournaments. So it was really, really successful. And then even around 2 to 4 a.m., we still had 2 to 3 tables going. So we had a real good crew, and it was really successful. I was very happy with it. And but the other part about cruising is, you know, you go do some excursions. You go see some you know, ports of call. And this time, of course, we're back in the Bahamas. And you like to get off once in a while, off the ship once in a while, and just relax and enjoy life a little bit. Me, I'm sort of a curmudgeon. I like to stay on the ship when it's quiet, because it's the one time the ship is actually quiet. So I like to go up there in the shaded area and just relax and look at the pool or whatever. So, but you got off. Anything happened to you while you were gone?
Yeah, well, you know, what's funny about this is we've been to Nassau, like, what, 700 times now?
I think it's 750 now.
Yeah, and it's really not... I didn't really enjoy it the first time I came here. I mean, there's a lot of other ports I enjoy going to more. Our assistant manager, Ramsey, and I, because my wife didn't come on this cruise, she had to work. And so I was telling her when I left, I'm like, you know what, I don't even think I'm going to get off the ship this time. Yeah. I'm going to play the role of Chris Cosenza here and just hang out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, unless Ramsey wants to get off. So I was talking to Ramsey, and he said the same thing, that he wasn't going to get off unless I want to get off. So we're like, all right, we'll make plans. And roamed around the town just kind of looking for a cheap beer special and a place where we could smoke some cigars. And so we found this one place that said 3 beers for $10. And we're like, all right, that's the best we're going to do in the Bahamas. So we went upstairs, and we were the only people there.
Oh, man.
And so we get we order the 3 beers, and they bring them one for each of us, right? And then so we asked for a lighter for our cigar. And the waitress is like, oh, I just loaned it to the last customer, and he took it.
Oh, my God.
So, like, oh. So now we're stuck up there, you know, by ourselves on this big balcony in the 96-degree weather, drinking these beers with cigars that we just cut that we can't light. And so we're like, you know, I looked at him after we finished the first beer, and I'm like, there's no reason for us to stick around here, right? Let's go somewhere else. And he's like, yeah, we'll just make that third beer her tip. And so we paid her for all 3, and she's like, do you want it to go? And we're like, no, we really don't. She's like, I'll put it in a bag for you. And I'm like, well, okay. You know, I don't mean to be rude. So she actually put the beer in a little brown paper bag.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, do you want it opened? And I'm like, sure. So she pops it open. And so here I am walking through the streets of Nassau like I'm a bum, drinking this beer in a brown paper bag. And we end up going to the next bar, and I carry it in, and we just plop down, and I drink that beer before I order my next one. And that was just, we were sitting there and we're like, yep, this is the exciting life of Nassau on your 500th time here. And when you get back on the ship, I know people that have been here all know this, you come through this little market area where you get back on the ship, you know, because they want to fly you full of, you know, 12 t-shirts for $10 and postcards.
5-cent tchotchkes.
Yeah, yeah, and local handcrafted art. So we walk in and we're trying to debate because, you know, what's funny about a cruise ship is your food is free. There's all kinds of food. You can never go hungry on a cruise ship.
Right.
But when you're in port, then you're like, should we get some? Now we have to pay for food, but it's going to be different food than the cruise ship. So what should we do? And then we're trying to do the math on whether it's cheaper for us to
eat there with the high price of beer, or get back on the ship where the beer is more expensive but the food is free. So we finally we decided, no, let's get something. So they have a food court here. I don't know if you've seen this in the couple times you come off in the market. It's a food court, which is one stand.
That's one guy.
There's one guy selling food, but it's a food court. And so we got a little Jamaican patty thing to hold us over for dinner. But that was hilarious that we were at a food court with one stand on a very uneventful day in Nassau.
That is one of my favorite things about the cruising, though, especially when we're in a different country. Like when we went to Mexico and we did the cave thing where you dress up in the wetsuit and you go into the waters on the caves and all that. When we got out, they had, like, authentic Mexican food made by, like, a little old lady who was, like, in her 80s, you know, and you had, like, whatever it was, a burrito or whatever it was, and it was just so good. That's one of the things that I don't mind paying for food when I'm in a different country, you know, even if I'm coming back to the cruise ship and can eat as much as I want, it doesn't matter. When you get to sink your teeth into, you know, a burrito or something made by some little old lady, it was just awesome. It was really good, so that's kind of cool. But I did hear a couple of people talk about the food today on the ship, on the island. And so, you know, that's the thing. And just because you and I don't like to get off because we've done it so many times doesn't mean it's not a great time for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody at our table was saying how much they loved it and how much of a great time they had, you know?
Yeah, I kind of feel like we're kind of getting these, jaded old guys up in the bleachers of the Muppet Show.
Yeah, right.
Because people come on. And we had, you know, a bunch of first-time cruisers this time. And, you know, we always make fun of this particular ship we're on because it's the oldest in the fleet. And we've been on nicer ships and there's more to do. And so we're like, oh, we're on this cruise ship again. But for them, this is amazing. It's the first time, and at least, one, I get excited to see people excited about, you know, what cruising. And then it also, you know, reminds me that just because, I've got a different taste now, or we've done this so many times that it's nice to not ruin it for other people and let them.
Right.
And then I can always tell them, hey, if you're having a great time on this ship, come on the next one, because the next ship is phenomenal.
Exactly.
Really? How can the other ship be better than this?
Exactly.
Like, trust me. But it's so great to see people excited. And, you know, I had one of our first-time cruisers was sitting at my table last night, and she's like, this was the most fun ever. You guys do such a great job, and I'm just excited as anything. She wanted a she actually conned a T-shirt out of me, too, because she's like, because we were doing giveaways, you know, like we always do some Blue Shark optics and T-shirts and hats and a bunch of other stuff that I grabbed from the office. And so she came, she tried to win a T-shirt all week and couldn't win it. And so she came into the room last night wearing a
Carnival shirt.
Cruise Line Poker Tour shirt. She's like, see, this is what I'm reduced to wearing because I don't have an Annie Up shirt. I'm like, all right, you're going to take that off if I get you an Annie Up shirt? And she's like, absolutely. So I went and grabbed her an Annie Up shirt, and then she left. I'm like, where are you going? She's like, I'm going to change my shirt. I'm like, no, that wasn't the deal. The deal was you're going to take your shirt off right here.
At that moment, I'm at the table playing like 1-3, and I turn around and go, expecting this lady to strip in the middle of the poker room. But she did. She put the shirt on and gave us some free advertising, so can't complain about that. But, you know, that's the other thing, too, is I loved hearing people be, you know, just impressed by what was going on and stuff. It makes you feel good that, you know, you're putting on a good product for them. And you forget that people just haven't been able to do this. You know, a lot of people came down from, because now that our magazine is national and we're dealing with some of these other people from Las Vegas and stuff, they're in landlocked states and stuff that they've never even seen water before, never mind a ship and stuff. So you start to forget about that stuff. You don't really get jaded or anything by it, but you just, you know, you're not used to seeing that reaction. And so when you see it, it's a good feeling. And I had a lot of fun with the guys at the table this week because we've been on the ship so many times that I know the menu.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Before the date comes up. So they're like, what's going to be on the menu tomorrow, Chris? And I'm like, well, you can look forward to Italian night where they're going to have some pasta and sausage as the main appetizer. But don't forget to make sure you have the scallop risotto for, you know, you can make that your own meal if you like. It doesn't have to be an appetizer. And I always love telling the people for the first time, you know, hey, did you know that you can have more than one appetizer and more than one? You can have three entrees if you want. Their eyes get like saucers. Like, what? They don't believe you. And then you order like four things and they're like, oh my God. So that was a lot of fun. Tonight was Italian night though. And hey, it's starting to rain. Go figure.
Excellent.
The trip is coming full circle. But I gotta share a story. I got a non-poker story like Scott here. And today, I got up pretty early, even though I got to bed at like 5 a.m. But I came down and, you know, they always give us the little drink station with the food, the little breakfast condiments or whatever it is, the pastries and stuff. So in the middle of the poker room, there was a big container of water and then another one of orange juice.
Yep.
And it was fresh. It was still filled to the rim with brim. And I'm like, oh, I can go for some orange juice. So I go in there, and I get all the cups there. I fill up my little cup of orange juice. Meanwhile, as I'm in there doing that, the two massage therapists that we have on board from Amenity Pro, Corey comes on all the cruises for us. She's great. And they had a new girl this time, too. So they came in, and they're like, oh, we're going to get some pastries, have some breakfast. All right, I have some orange juice. It's good. I walk away. I go into the other poker room, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my God. I hear, oh, my God. Help. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Chris. I'm like, what? I come into the, flying into the room, and there they are, orange juice spraying out, like, you know, like those ships they have in the ocean where they have the valves and they release the valves and they shoot these big sprays out, right? There's this orange juice going everywhere, and they're holding the nozzle against the glass, and the orange juice is spilling everywhere, and I'm like, what's going on? She goes, it's broken. We don't know how it broke, but it's broken. No matter what we do, we can't fill it. So the orange juice is spilling out onto the napkin, onto the floor. They got a big puddle of orange juice. So I'm like, quick, grab some cups. So I'm sitting there like the kid, the little boy with his finger in the dike trying to save the whole town's levee or whatever you call it, you know. The orange juice is going all over the place. I'm holding it as best I can. They're lining up with cups two by two like it's Noah's Ark. I'm filling the cups one by one, one by one. So you're stacking them. We've got literally 50 cups of orange juice. And the thing is like barely budging about how much the level of orange juice is in this thing. It's taking forever. I got Jody on the phone with housekeeping. Get up here quick. We got a catastrophe. As soon as we get to the last cup full and we do it, housekeeping walks in and goes, can we help you? And I'm like, where were you when I needed you? So they took this bigger vat. They brought in this like 4-foot-tall vat of orange juice to replace it, and they cleaned it all up. But oh my God, it was like an orange rainbow in the room. There was so much moisture in the, oh man, it was so bad. My hands all sticky and everything. But, oh, my God, if you could have seen me sitting there looking over my shoulder, looking for somebody to help me with this orange juice spewing out all over the place with my finger plugging the hole. Oh, my God, it was hilarious. What a way to end the week, man. Unbelievable.
Well, we'll be back next week with our full regular show, and hopefully we've entertained you enough that you desire to come on a future Antioch Poker Cruise, and if so, we have 5 more cruises scheduled, right? So.
Yeah, between now and the next year, 5 more cruises. The next one will be in Baltimore, and it's going to be even better than this one. Nicer ship, bigger ship, and actually stopping here in Port Canaveral one time, and then heading off to the Bahamas again, where I'm sure Scott will try to find a bag of beer again.
Beer. At least I know where I can drink. I know there's no open container laws anymore. But go to all the information at antiupmagazine.com/cruise, and we hope to see you on board.
Yep, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
We'll see you at the table.
Annie Up is a production of AnnieUpMagazine.com and is recorded at WDAE 620 AM in Tampa. Contact us at podcast@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call our hotline at 813-448-1120. If you'd like to advertise, send us an email at advertising@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call 727-331-4335. Some music used in this episode comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network.
Date? 31st?
August 31st.
Okay. It's... Oh, okay, it's working. Gotta clear that milk out of from dessert.
Dessert.
Okay.